Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week.
This is Leon Thompson.
And this is Miriam Raftery with this week's Destination East County, which includes some romantic options for Valentine's Day, from sweet dessert and wine pairings at local wineries to an alpaca ranch open house.
Plus, we'll have previews of coming attractions, including Black History Month events, a lute concert, a bluegrass jam, and an open art studio tour. So stay tuned for all these events and much, much more.
Attention aphrodisiac seekers, San Pasqual Winery in La Mesa is offering dessert and wine pairing over Valentine's weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 12th through 14th. The Saturday night event will also feature Ruben Delgado performing Spanish and classical guitar music to round out your evening of romance. For tickets and details on the times, you can visit sanpasqualwinery.com.
Together for over 23 years, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy will appear in concert at Sequan Casino's Live and Up Close Concert Series on Friday, February 12th at 8 p.m. With sold-out concerts in the Hollywood Bowl and Lincoln Center and appearances with many of the country's finest symphony orchestras, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy continues its decades-long mission to celebrate and revitalize jazz and swing music, America's unique and original musical art form. For more information, you can visit sequan.com.
The Oasis Camel Dairy will hold a February open farm tour and show on Valentine's Day weekend in Ramona. It features bouncy baby lambs, curious camels you can ride and cuddle, plus the oh-so-fun Camel Dairy Animal Friends Show. This event will be held on Saturday and Sunday, February 13th and 14th from 1 to 4 p.m. You can also pamper yourself with Camel Milk skincare products or try a bit of decadent Camel Milk chocolate. You can meet farm owners Gil and Nancy Wiegler as they share their unique and precocious pack of farm friends. For details, you can visit CamelDairy.com.
City folks are invited to come surround yourselves with cute animals at a Valentine's weekend open ranch at Alpacas of San Diego, located in Descanso. This free event will be held Saturday, February 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can meet the animals, learn about alpacas, and even shop for a gift for your sweetheart, including jewelry and crafts made by local artists, natural soaps, and of course, alpaca wool products. There will also be a crafts table for kids. For more information, you can visit alpacasofsandiego.com.
The Grant James Winery in Ramona will feature an unforgettable evening with John Little's Catering on Valentine's Day night, February 14th. The chef will be serving a five-course tasting menu designed to showcase the best new wine releases. This culinary adventure takes place in the old barn at 5:30 p.m. Kim Sparrow from Cheeses from the Cave will serve up cheese, fruit, and wine combinations. For more information, you can check out vineyardgrantjames.com.
The Barona Cultural Museum is offering classes on Native American culture and crafts, including a Native foods cooking class with yucca on March 12th, with more later on. All classes are from 10:30 to 3:30 p.m. The Barona Cultural Center and Museum is located on the Barona Indian Reservation in Lakeside. For more information, you can see baronamuseum.org.
Hawkwatch, a free celebration of raptors, continues at the Wildlife Research Institute in Ramona Grasslands at 10 a.m. every Saturday in February, rain or shine. You can observe both wintering and resident raptors, including eagles, hawks, falcons, and owls. 19 species of raptors have been recorded at this raptor hotspot, where you'll also learn the life histories of these beautiful birds and the importance of the Ramona grassland ecosystem. In addition to wild raptors, you can see trained raptors and owls up close. For more information, you can visit wildlife.research.org.
The San Diego Bluegrass Society will hold its monthly jam at Fuddruckers Restaurant in Grossmont Center on Tuesday, February 16th from 6:30 till 9 p.m. The event includes open mic, pickup bands, and the ever-popular musical jam session. Now, normally the group meets every second Tuesday, but because of rescheduling, it'll be different this month. For more information, you can visit sandiegobluegrass.org. Now for a preview of coming attractions.
As part of Black History Month commemorations, Cuyamaca College will present a workshop on February 17th at 1:30 in the afternoon titled Her Name Was Katrina, Life After the Storm, a personal guide through a reflective journey of social justice and inequality in America. The program will be presented in the Cross-Cultural Center at Cuyamaca College by Dr. Tanis Stark from San Diego State University. You can find details on this and other events for Black History Month at cuyamaca.edu.
La Mesa Conversations organizes informal mixers every other month, featuring short programs to catalyze conversations. On Thursday, February 18th, the theme will be, Is La Mesa the Next Hip Neighborhood in San Diego? The event will be held at the Riviera Supper Club on University Avenue in La Mesa from 5:30 until 7 p.m. Speakers will include two La Mesa residents active in two of San Diego's most vibrant business districts. Angie Landsberg, Executive Director of North Park Main Street, and Scott Kessler, Executive Director of the Adams Avenue Business Association. For more information, you can visit lamesaconversations.org.
The San Diego Early Music Society will present Lena Tourbonnet on violin and Kenneth Weiss on harpsichord on Sunday, February 21st at 3 p.m. in the Cuyamaca College Performing Arts Theater in Rancho San Diego. The concert will feature Baroque music of Jacques de la Guerre, as well as sonatas by Vivaldi and solo harpsichord works by Marchand and Scarlatti. For more information, you can go to cuyamaca.edu.
Soroptimus International of Borrego Springs will host an artist open studio tour on Sunday, February 21st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., with a reception to follow at the Borrego Art Institute from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Light refreshments will be served. This self-guided tour will visit studios of some of the most talented artists in the Borrego Springs area in a variety of media and styles. All artists will be on hand to show their work and explain their creative techniques, and some will have live demonstrations. For tickets, you can visit borrego.wix.com/soroptimus or check our calendar at eastcountymagazine.org for that link.
The La Mesa Chamber of Commerce will host its annual Salute to Local Heroes dinner on February 24th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. in Mission Valley. The Mardi Gras-themed event honors heroic actions by members of the La Mesa Police and Fire Department as well as community volunteers. The evening also includes a silent auction and raffle prizes. For tickets and details, you can go to lamesachamber.com.
Dominic Shaner, composer of Heresy of the Free Spirit, will exhibit his mastery of the lute in a concert at Cuyamaca College on Thursday, February 25th at 7:30 p.m. For more information, you can visit cuyamaca.edu.
Paving the Way, a celebration of Black history, will feature musical performances, theater, dance, politics, and more. This event will be held at Cuyamaca College on Friday, February 26th at 7:30 p.m., directed by Robert Chambers. For details, you can visit cuyamaca.edu.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.